From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, June 25th.
Today, what prosecutors say a journal reveals about the Chico Library shooting suspect.
Plus, the latest on Chico's downtown lawsuit.
And why Chico leaders are considering public drinking zones.
But first, the latest in Monday's deadly Chico Library shooting. Prosecutors are saying the suspect planned to kill himself after the attack, NSPR's Sarah Bohannon reports.
Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey says investigators recovered a journal that belonged to 18-year-old Bradley Scott Sayre, and it described what Ramsey called the suspect's plan to die after carrying out the shooting.
We do have his journal, his musings, as he called it, and rather dark musings as to what he was going to do, that he intended to commit suicide at the end of this.
Ramsey says Sayre did try to take his own life as law enforcement responded, but he was unsuccessful.
Because of his unfamiliarity with the shotgun and its ammunition, that failed for him. And so he gave up to the police after that attempted suicide.
Sayre was arrested after running from the library into a police perimeter that had been set up outside the building. The attack killed 74-year-old Robert Johnson of Orland and 46-year-old Jacob Hull of Chico. Investigators say Sayre's lack of experience with the shotgun likely prevented even more casualties. Prosecutors expect Sayre to appear in court Thursday on two counts of first-degree murder. In Chico, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
And Butte County says the Chico Library branch will stay closed after the shooting. The branch was already scheduled to temporarily close in August for renovations. The county says it will reopen once the work is complete. Officials say more information is coming about where Chico residents can access library services. Other county library branches in Oroville, Gridley, Paradise, Durham, and Biggs are set to reopen tomorrow, and they're expected to have extra security.
There's an update in the legal fight over Chico's stalled downtown revitalization project. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on the conflict of interest lawsuit against Mayor Casey Reynolds.
The group of residents suing Reynolds over her vote against the controversial project now wants to scale back its lawsuit and potentially drop it altogether. That's according to court documents filed this week and last week. The lawsuit is led by former Chico Mayor Ann Schwab. Schwab's attorney is asking a judge to dismiss claims against the city of Chico and the city's clerk. Schwab's attorney also indicated that discussions are ongoing to possibly drop or pause claims against Reynolds, at least as long as a separate state ethics investigation involving the mayor is pending. The conflict of interest claims center on Reynolds' ownership of Schubert's Ice Cream and Candy downtown. Reynolds denies allegations that she inappropriately voted on a project that could affect her business. A hearing is scheduled for next week. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Meanwhile, city leaders are considering another proposal they hope will bring more people downtown. Chico's business and government leaders gathered yesterday to discuss bringing public drinking zones to downtown and Merriam Park. Action News Now reports the proposed entertainment zone ordinance would take effect in September if it's approved after coming in front of the city council. It would allow people to bring their alcoholic drinks from some bars and restaurants onto the sidewalk and into participating shops. City officials say it's a way to get people to stay in the areas longer and boost sales.
The Butte County Department that administers Medi-Cal, EBT food assistance, and other safety net programs is cutting staff after major budget reductions. 17 employees have received layoff notices. Employment and Social Services Director Tiffany Rose says the department has cut vacant positions before, but this is the first time she's seen employees lose their jobs.
We have not done layoffs in my career here in nearly 24 years. And so this is very foreign to us and different.
Rose says recent state and federal funding changes, including President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, are contributing factors.
We have been able to live within our budgetary means. Unfortunately, that is no longer the case. And so we are forced to make really hard decisions.
Rose says demand for social services continues to grow, so the staffing cuts will likely mean longer delays for some clients. She says the department is looking for ways to operate more efficiently while continuing to provide mandated programs.
And lastly, the Chico Regional Airport may be getting closer to offering commercial flights. KRCR reports that the airport's manager has been meeting with airline representatives in recent months to discuss possible routes in and out of the city. Several airlines are reportedly involved in the discussions, though it's unclear which ones. The airport did offer commercial flight service before, but that ended in 2014.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, June 25th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.